Hey squad, I'm your host, Danielle Donovan, and you are listening to 5-Minute Fridays, a 5-minute pep talk and boost of inspiration to take with you into your weekend. Today, we are talking with Leanne Scheer, an author, business, and transformation coach. And Leanne has always been there and been my go-to person to chat about mindset and ideas, which is why I had to bring her on to share her thought and her mindset with you guys on the squad. Today, we are talking about perspective. And Leanne, why is it when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change? I'd love to hear your tips and your thoughts on perspective and how we can apply it to our everyday life.
I love this topic so much because it's really simple to implement in your life, but it's not easy. But it does boil down to something that's really, really actionable. It's funny, when you and I were thinking about talking about this, the next morning, I went for a run. So I live in West Hollywood. I ran up the hill to the iconic Sunset Boulevard, which is, you know, a main artery in LA. And it's early in the morning, beautiful morning, and I find myself running and I just make a right onto Sunset Boulevard. And all of a sudden, I look ahead of me and there is the most beautiful sunrise I think I've seen in LA. I was like, oh, I stopped. And I swear it popped into my head. Isn't that interesting? I can see the sunrise on Sunset Boulevard. And I just, it's again, very simple, but something can either be the sunrise or the sunset, depending on your perspective, depending on which way mm-hmm. you're looking. And I mean, obviously extrapolating that, anything can be light or dark, depending on how you frame it and how you look at it. And that it really just got me thinking, because I know it can be really hard to do this sometimes, but think about how powerful that is. If that perspective is in our hands and we have the power to turn that way and look at it, or turn that way and look at it, and that's all it takes to change our minds, I think that's pretty cool.
So how do you go into something thinking that I have the power to control how I think? What are the thought processes or the mindset shifts that you have to make? And then what are those two different choices that you have to shift your perspective?
Well, I tend to think thinking positively about things is probably the better route, because you do have the opportunity and the choice to look at things either way, positively or negatively. But let's say for argument's sake, we want to look at things positively. I really think it starts with something very simple. And I always used to talk to people about how I eliminate negative thoughts. The minute a negative thought crops up, or panic or fear or despair or whatever, any human emotion that we all feel about any given topic or thing in our life at any point, I just stop in its tracks. And truly, I would sometimes, even on the streets of New York City or Los Angeles, when the thought comes into my head, I grab it physically mm-hmm. and I throw it on the ground. So I might look a little kooky, but it's my
way
of being.
In New York, you're in LA, anything goes.
Fair point. Totally fair
point. Keep going.
Point.
I love it.
Yeah. So I think it really just starts with stopping those negative thoughts in our track. And that's kind of the way to start the direction shift into the more positive way of looking at things, or into the more neutral way of looking at things. Not everything has to be or can be super positive, especially when it sucks. But what you can do is take the sting out of it by pulling that negative thought down, just replacing it with something else or with some breath or something neutral. And at minimum, you don't have to turn fully yet in the other direction, but you can at least face forward away from that negative thing. And it's amazing from there how impactful just the passing of time. If you're able to shift out of that negative for just a minute or two, suddenly it's like, okay, maybe this isn't so bad, or I don't have to catastrophize this. So it's really, really simple. And again, I'm not endorsing toxic positivity, like everything's fine, everything's sunshine and roses. But if you can shift yourself at minimum out of the negative and into the neutral, that's really helpful.
Right. And like you said, it's stopping the negative thoughts. It's not saying you're never going to have a negative thought again. You're going to stop those negative thoughts and switch the direction of that, which is so powerful. So leaving us then, why is it so important to shift your perspective?
Someone out there, I hope, can correct me on who said this, but I believe it was Einstein, maybe some other magical thinker out there, that said, and I'm completely paraphrasing here, but life is either magical or miserable. and whatever you believe is the truth. And that's a total butchering of the quote, but it's true. However you approach your thoughts and your actions, that's what you will get in return. So if you approach things like they're a catastrophe, they're negative, life is miserable, life sucks, or this thing is miserable, this sucks, well, guess what? That's going to come back to you in the same way. But if you shift into the neutral, like, I'm observing and just going to be calm about this, or even better, you shift it into the positive, that's what's going to come back to you too. And I'm living proof of that. It really is really true.
How you approach your thoughts and your actions is what you will get in return. Leanne, that's the pep talk we needed to hear to go into our weekend. Thank you so much. There you guys have it. 5 Minute Fridays. To connect more, I'm over on Instagram at @thesquad_co. And Leanne is over at Leanne Shear Will. Cheers and happy Friday.
Happy Friday.